Check out a holiday fruit basket, and chances are it contains a Comice pear. The Comice is just one of many varieties of pear. And Eliza Barkley of NPR's food blog, The Salt, has this story about one of that fruit's greatest fans.
Joan Morgan is a British fruit expert and historian. She spent 10 years researching and tasting pears from all over the world. She says the Comice is considered to be the finest of all the pears.
You get these wonderful, very fine, luscious textures, exotic scents.
She's just published The Book of Pears. In it, she describes the days when the pear was the preeminent fruit on the table.
France would be one where certainly the pear was appreciated and appreciated above the apple in the 17th century, in the 18th century. They celebrated the pear.
Morgan says the pear's heyday was in Victorian England, where head gardeners grew 50 to 100 different varieties at a time. Everyone back then wanted to eat pears from fall through the spring.
Pears were a feature of the dining tables of the affluent and the more modest homes, served as a grand finale of fresh fruit to a dinner party.
America got pear fever too.
California turned out to be pear heaven. This was where pears grew more beautifully and larger than ever before.
But in the 20th century, as pears became an agricultural commodity, growers began focusing on the most productive varieties. Those are the ones we know today, the Comice, but also the Bartlett, Bosque, and d'Anjou. Morgan says these remain some of the very best pears to eat and cook with. But she says we're missing out on hundreds of other fabulous varieties, which is why she's on a mission to help us start growing them again.
We want to recover this more ancient tradition of celebrating fruit, you know, celebrating it for its wonderful, glorious colors, its wonderful tastes, textures, and so on.
Why not start with a holiday pear? Eliza Barkley, NPR News.